Amen. You know, only by grace that I can stand here before you, truly, because I know myself. I know who I am. You know, my own ability. I would run away, honestly. Because I would sweat like how Jesus sweat, probably. But thank God that by His grace, I can stand before you because His grace is sufficient for me. Amen. Thank you. You may sit down. Well, Father, we just thank you, honor you. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, Lord, that I would never stand here before in front of this pulpit because, Lord, this pulpit is holy. And I was just thinking about this, Lord, that many, many gifts, like apostles, evangelists, prophets, teachers, you know, pastors stood before this pulpit, and who am I to share this pulpit like them? You know, so it's an honor, it's a privilege to even stand here before you and speaking the word of God. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Anyway, I was praying one day, and then I see myself being dropped in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I don't know how I got dropped, but I saw myself just down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you know. Then I look around, all I see is just water. Then I look underneath, all I see is just blue water. So I stay, you know, surrounded with this water, massive, massive water. And all of a sudden, the Lord quickened in my heart in Isaiah 40 that He measures the heavens with His fingers, yeah? And He weighed the waters with the palm of His hands, yeah? And you know what He told me? And I am inside you. The one who does that. The one that I can swim on is in me, you know. Because, wow, God. And you know, you think that on your own mind. Oh, you just got to take it by faith, man. You just got to take it by faith. That the one who measures the heavens and weigh the waters with the palm of His hands is in you. So, yeah, he just got, okay, God, yes, you are, yeah. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Man, I just wanted to throw that out. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, but like I said, you know, there's a lot of, you know, some of them like the Dufresnes. I mean, you know, Dr. Dufresne, he was like a general, yeah? And you know, like, the real, real prominent ones. It's an honor. So, you know, I never get this message until today, actually. And I had all this time, and I never had nothing. So what I do, I just pray, and worship the Lord. And today, I was able to take this. I have no worry, Lord. I know you're going to do something. So today, I started writing. Oh, okay. Because I never speak for at least 3 or 4 months, I think. So I should have been ready. But I wasn't. Okay. Last time Jaime went to speak, yeah? And then remember I came on the front and I said, what's that got to do with me when he was mentioning about, you know, the testimonies and all that stuff? So that's my title tonight. The Lord, when, you know, expound that on me tonight. Yeah? What's that got to do with me or to do with you? Amen. Okay. Let's see. First one is when your coworkers tell you, hey, bro, oh, Julio, yeah, it's Aloha Friday today. Yeah? 7 o'clock. We're going to be at the bar. Yeah? So what you going to do? I say, I'll be there. Sure, bro. No. I would say, what's that got to do with me? Eh? What's that got to do with me? You know, I got born again a couple days ago. Oh, I got born again 2 months ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago. Yeah? The old that pass away, behold, all things becomes new. You know? Amen. We are a new creation. The old things that pass away, behold, all things becomes new. You know, the Bible says that we are a new species. Pastor Sim mentioned that I didn't forget that when we became born again, the old man, did you say he killed it? Didn't you say he killed the old man or just make it go or something like that? And then there's a brand new, yeah? He created brand new. Man, with the seed, the incorruptible seed, yeah? We are brand new, okay? You know, Proverbs 26:11 in the NLT says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. Yeah? 2 Peter 2:22 says, they prove the truth of these proverbs. Okay? A dog returns to its vomit, and another says, a washed pig returns to the mud. Yeah? But see, we that is born again, born of God, that is not ought to be us. Yeah? Yeah? Because I know when we was in the world, yeah, you can be clean up yourself. You know, you go to this, psychiatrist or whatever, then you clean yourself up. But you know what? That is not a guarantee. Yeah? That is not a guarantee. You can't go back to your old ways, to your own vomit. Go again in that mud, you know. Yeah? Muddy up yourself again. Yeah? So, because these people, you know, this born again people who would do that, they are being dominated by their flesh. Okay? They're being sense ruled and not walking by the Spirit. Amen. 1 Peter 1:15 says, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Verse 16 says, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. See, notice it says that it's your conduct, yeah, that ought to be holy, yeah. The things that you say, the things that you do, how you react, you know, that ought, you know, I know we are not perfect. And then we do, once in a while, miss it, yeah. But see, our purpose is to become like him, to be holy, yeah. To be holy, to be separated from the worldliness. Amen. See, it's how we respond and how we manage ourselves, yeah? You know, Pastor Herman shared this with me a couple times, that people can know a lot or speaks a lot, yeah? But what matters is how they act, how they react, how they conduct themselves, yeah? It's how the fruits in their lives matter. The fruits, yeah? I can say a lot even tonight, but then yet, my fruits is like that banana that he showed with the roots is not being, you know, fully in a foundation, yeah? fully rooted. So I can see a lot, but then yet, my fruits does not show. But that's not us. That ought to be us. Yeah. Yeah. We're always improving. Yeah. Because the fruits is actually, when we got born again, it was in our DNA already. Yeah. It was there. You know, even like for love, you know, you come in a prayer line, go, oh, help me, I need to love, you know, people more. No, that's not. You already get the love. All you gotta do is just walk in it, practice it. Now, I can pray for you that, you know, that God will help you to walk in love, but you already have that love. You already have that patience. Yeah? You already have the fruits of the Spirit in you. But see, we need all this by revelation. And then when we get the revelation, then we start walking in it. But when we just don't have, just reading it regularly, oh yeah, wow, that's good. You know, oh yeah, I get the love of God in me. Oh, when that love is tested, you go, oh, oh, why is it so hard? Praise God. So that the Apostle Peter is not talking about the real person, okay? When he's talking about being holy. So, yeah? When he said the real person is your spirit, who is really holy, yeah? The real person, yeah? So he made us holy. He made us righteous. Yeah, it's not ourselves. I know our conduct is supposed to match God, His conduct. But He made us holy inside our spirit. We are holy because you know what? If you are not holy, then we cannot go to heaven, right? If you are not righteous, we cannot go to heaven. God does not make an unholy person or an unholy child. Yeah. So even if you have sinned just a little while ago, okay, that's not your spirit when sin. It is your body or you know, your that nature that is not had been redeemed yet. That's the one that who is holy. I mean had sinned. It is not your spirit. Yeah. Making sense? Hebrews 10:10 says in the LT, for God's will was for us to be made holy, okay, by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Okay. Yeah, like I said, no one can go to heaven if they are not holy. Okay. We are born again not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. That's 1 Peter 23. Okay? Like again, I said, our spirit cannot sin. Okay? 1 John 3:9, to back that up, he says, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. So, yeah. So, if you sin, it's not your spirit, but it's your body. Your soul, the ones who are not redeemed yet. Okay, I guess I'm going to go ahead of myself. You are being sense-ruled instead of spirit-ruled. You know, so many times, yeah, if you're not careful, you know, that's why we sin, because we yield to our senses. We yield to what our mind is saying, yeah? And we just let loose. You know, whatever you know, your mind's telling you, you're just going to say it or you're just going to react to it, you know, whatever is going on, yeah? you know, on my way to Wailea one week. So I was full of emotion, you know. My emotion was going haywire, going just mixed emotions, angry, maybe confused, you know. Because, you know, work and all kinds of stuff that going on that day. It wasn't just going on my way. It wasn't going on my way. So I was all emotional. But going to Wailea, I was driving, being all emotional. All of a sudden, I hear myself, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." I go, huh? Yeah, that's good. That is good. Because I heard it in my mind first, and then I heard it in my mouth coming out. Go, oh, that's good. And so I said again, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And again, and again, and again. And all of a sudden, I started to laugh. Oh, Pastor, I started to dig in my spirit. I started to dig, you know, with a spiritual backhoe. I started to dig the bugger. And all of a sudden, oh, just water started gushing out. Water just started gushing out. Go, oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. So, yeah, man, I mean, you just don't just blurt out anything that comes into your mind. Yeah? Protect yourself. Protect yourself. Because you could say or do things that later on you're going to regret. Amen. You know, we will always have to contend against the flesh every day. Every day. The only time you won't have to is whenever we actually die. I mean, I'll die with this body. I mean, this body is dying and you stay in the presence of the Lord. That's the only time that we won't have to deal with the flesh. You guys agree with that? Paul says, "I die daily." Yeah? I die daily. Okay? So Paul, he saw his life as a daily death to himself. Okay? And then, you know, if you read someplace in Acts, you know, speaking to the elders there in Ephesus, he is expressing this understanding of revelation to the elders, and he's saying, "I do not account myself or my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." See, he did not count himself. He did not count himself. Yeah. No mind about me. No mind about my feelings. You know, if he counted himself, he probably wouldn't be able to do what he did. Yeah? Because he went through a lot. He got challenged a lot. I don't know how many times he died. One, twice? Maybe once, yeah? When he got stoned. But, man, he went through a lot. Jesus says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Amen? Amen. You know, let's read Romans 12. I know it's a very, very familiar scripture, but let's just read it. And you guys know which one it is. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Who is doing the presenting? We are, yeah? Not God. So say, "God, you present me to the altar. No, God receive you at the altar. Amen? Receive you with fire. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. No, there's not one of you that desires to come closer to the Lord. Yeah? Not one of you, you know, that desire to worship Him more, to go in the Word more, yeah, to pray more, yeah. A desire to see God's moving in us, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders. No, not one of us does not desire it. Every one of us, every born again child of God would desire it because He placed that in us, yeah. But why don't we have those desires? Why don't we act on those desires? You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yeah? So that means we desire it, but we don't want to pay the price. Yeah? We don't want to pay the price. You know, I don't want to say it, but I'll say it to myself. Lazy. Just plain lazy. You know? You don't want to pay the price. You want the price, but then you don't want to pay it. Yeah? You know, you're going to heaven. Yeah? But you know what? Without paying some price, you're going to be a miserable child of God here on earth if you don't start paying some prices. Do you get that? Wow. You got to start paying the price, man. To obtain, you know, like Pastor said, that we are approach the throne to obtain. How are we going to obtain if it's so worldly? You don't know how to obtain. Amen. Okay, second one. That was the first, yeah? Second one, okay. You have received by your doctor a bad report, okay? Saying you've been experiencing these symptoms because we found a cancer on your so-and-so, yeah? Fill in the blanks, okay? What you are going to do? Are you going to fold? Or are you going to say, what's that got to do with me? Huh? What's that got to do with me? You know what? Cancer, well, you know, in natural, is a pretty big mountain. Yeah? That is a pretty big mountain to move. But if our mind is not renewed according to what we just read, yeah? And not having a revelation of that Jesus paid for all our healings, yeah? Then that mountain will not move. That's right. Yeah? Because you only get them here. You can memorize it, but like our pastor said, you have to go in here. And then come out in faith. Then you can say to that mountain, be removed. Yeah? Amen. You know, experiencing the things of God, okay, it's not going to cut it. Just experiencing miracles. Because we see it all the time. We see healing here, yeah? But why people still, you know, in pain? Why still people in, well, you know what? The ultimate, they die. Why do they still die? Yeah? You know, Peter, James, and John, okay, went up the mountain of transfiguration. You guys remember that? So here they are, you know, with Jesus going up the mountain of transfiguration. And then all of a sudden, they see Jesus step out of that body and just full-blown see his glory. What an experience. Can you think about that? You know, just think about it. You know, here's Jesus in his body. All of a sudden, he just come out of that body and just see his glory. Wow, that's an experience, right? It is an experience. Amen. But why did he run away from the Lord when the Lord needed him most? What did he deny the Lord? With all the experiences that they had, yeah, all the miracles they had, but when the Lord needed them the most, where were they? Huh? Wow. Experience is not enough. It's not just gonna cut it. We need the Word of God. Yeah? We need the Word of God. You know, even Elijah, you know, he experienced miracles. Yeah? When he sacrificed, yeah, that animals, and then the Lord, you know, received them by fire. You know, and you see all the false prophet, you know, he killed them all. Yeah? And man, that's an awesome, great experience that. I mean, see the power of God. But then just one threat from a woman. I'm gonna kill you. And you know what he did? He ran away. He ran away. Jezebel is her name. Yeah. But then he started hearing the word of the Lord, yeah? On the mountain, yeah? In fact, this Jezebel, you know, I think it was Jephthah was the one that's pursuing all the, I don't know if it's all the families of Jezebel's husband, the king, or is, yeah, Ahab, yeah? And then when it comes to Jezebel, you know, they surrounded that the castle or where they're at, and then there's a woman that look out, and then he called to Jephthah. What should we do for you to come and not harm us? You know, I was paraphrasing. Yeah? And then Jephthah, you know what? Give us that woman, Jezebel, and then we call it even. Right? So this woman grabbed Jezebel, threw her down on the wall, and she died. And you know what? This is what the Lord showed me. Jezebel, you remember I told you about the dog returning to his vomit? Well, Jezebel is like a vomit to Israel because it's poison. Poison. She's a poison. And you know what? The dog ate her body. Wow, Lord. That's right. They ate her body. The dog returns to the vomit. She's a vomit. Oh. Okay. Ah. Okay, I'm not going to keep you guys long. Okay, the third one, my last one, example. Okay, this probably gonna hit some people. Forgive me. Oh, no, don't forgive me. Just. Okay. So, a brother or sister is telling you, okay, okay, he's telling you, hey, bro, you know what? There's gonna be a prominent speaker at so and so church on Sunday. Let's go. What you gonna say? Huh? I would say, what's that got to do with me? I have my own church on Sunday. Amen? I have my own church. You know, God gave us pastors, right? Our shepherds. But to me, it's a gift because they are a gift according to the Bible. Yeah? I think it's in Ephesians 4, yeah? That they are called gifts. So they are my gift. They are my pastors. They are my mom and dad. Okay? So, here's an example. You know, mom and dad, they love to cook. But then there's a special time when all the family come together, yeah? Wednesdays and Sunday. Yeah? Oh, they love to cook for the special families. And special, you know? And they labor, yeah? They labor. You know, they prepare, they buy, and go buy meat, buy ingredients, you know, buy sauces and just marinate them, chill them, yeah? And then come, you know, Wednesday or Sunday, oh, they start cooking. Cook them, you know, and it smells good. That's how pastors does. They prepare our food for those days, yeah? Wow. And so, now time for eat. Everybody gather around the table. Everybody get their seat. All of a sudden, they notice, hey, where's so-and-so? Where is he? Oh, where is she? Then one of the families, oh, they went to uncle's house, go eat dinner. Oh, they go, what? I mean, I labored all day, in fact, all 3 days, 4 days, for them to have this meal. I mean, I prepared just for them. Just right for them. They're not here. Now, is that honorable or dishonorable? That's not honorable. That's not honorable to them. It's not honorable to God. Yeah? Amen. You know, Jesus is the great shepherd. And he gave us the under shepherds, okay? Its service, the Lord knows exactly what you need, and he gives it to all pastors. They labor for us, spend time in prayer, in fellowship with the Lord, in the word, okay? You know, I mean, it's okay to go eat somewhere else, just not those special days that we have together as a family, yeah? Yeah? Just not those days. Amen? Because this is where we receive true nourishment. Yeah? God knows exactly who is for these shepherds. He placed them in here. Yeah? He placed them in here so that God can feed them so they can do the works of the ministry. Praise God. So, that is my last example. But I know it's a short, but you guys received something. Amen. Amen. Amen.